The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Live 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Final hour. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is about your calls, so give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. You can listen to Free Talk Live besides, you did the number. How many radio stations?
166.
We're on 166 stations. How many on Sunday?
There's over 40.
Over 40. And so besides our over 40 great radio stations that are listening right now, there's live streams. You can listen on the internet, the radio. We have podcast, satellite, the free-to-air satellite. There's the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. We have listen lines. If you go to listen.freetalklive.com, you can find out all the different ways you can listen to Free Talk Live, because not every radio station carries every hour of Free Talk Live. We understand. But if you want to hear more, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com. We're talking about, well, we've been talking about a couple of things here tonight, both the list of the 11 countries who are most socially free, and we've also been talking about the Ferguson thing, because I think that America is talking about what's going on in Ferguson. There's a lot of different touch points there, whether it's the militarization of the police, racial disparities in the United States, crime, just a variety of things. Let's go to Isabella calling in from North Dakota. Isabella, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks you guys for taking my call this evening. Greetings from the Bakken in North Dakota, the best place, in, I think, in the country to be right now.
The Bakken?
Yes, I'm in Watford City, North Dakota.
And it's called the Bakken?
It's the oil boom of North Dakota.
Oil boom is what the... Okay. Yeah, I know that part. I just don't know what this word is that you've used.
The whole area is called the Bakken.
And, okay.
I've been here for 5 years. I actually moved here because of what was happening to the country and the economy. And I was really encouraged when I heard you guys talking earlier that you went from an internet blog radio show to the actual radio station itself. I started my own blog talk radio show 5 years ago, trying to do my part to get people to wake up and understand really the purposeful dismantling of the country and where the country is today. You know, I know that part of the biggest the reason so much rage is going on with what is happening with this shooting is that the country as itself is so at a boiling point because we've been pushed so far, and economically, you know, internationally, where we are, we have an administration that has purposely come in to really conquer and divide, and to we're now more racially divided than we ever have been. And it's just another symptom of really the dangerous point that we're at in this country.
Well, I hope that we can somehow heal these wounds. What do you think? What do you think we need to do, Isabella?
Well, we first of all have to understand that we don't have leadership. We don't have an administration. The leadership and administration that is in place has purposely come in to divide and put this country at a catastrophic point where we are at. I mean, we have no respect in the international world. We have no foreign policy. We have.
Do you think we had respect in the international world when George Bush was in office?
Whether or not we believed in going to Iraq, we went there because of weapons of mass destruction.
I didn't go to Iraq. I didn't go.
What I'm saying is, it's what we did then. Where we are today is the fact that ISIS and Al-Qaeda, these are a terror organization that you cannot come to terms with, you cannot negotiate. So when you look at
I don't know that I agree with that statement. You can come to terms with it. The reason that those terrorist organizations, Al-Qaeda, the leader of which was Osama bin Laden for some time, the nominal leader, and Osama bin Laden said that we'll get them involved in the Middle East in a bunch of little crappy wars and kill them with a thousand cuts. And so far, that plan's coming to fruition. Yeah, the guy's dead, but it doesn't mean the plan's not working. The plan's working awesomely. And then ISIS, this sort of upstart, what would one expect when one creates a vacuum of leadership that, something's going to try to fill it? It's the United States' involvement.
The bottom line is, Muslims and Islamification, in their Quran, it is an honor to kill a Christian. And there is
I don't think that's in the Quran. I don't think that's in the Quran.
Yes, it is. Have you read it?
I when I was in the Middle East, I was Jewish, and there was no, it was incredibly rare, if ever, that I ran into somebody that even cared that I was Jewish, or even if I was Christian, because later on, when I was in the army, I converted into Christianity. Their only concern was the flag on my shoulder. They didn't care if I had a huge Star of David on my chest. They actually, in the Quran, we're called the people of the book,
right,
if you are Christian or Jewish, and you are to be treated well. Now, yes, there
are... The Quran's mainly about there being one God as opposed to three.
Yes.
Let me ask you guys something. When we had troops in Iraq, they were held at bay. Now, this country was never a country, and they don't know the Western way of thinking, and they do not search to be who we are. But we are facing an enemy and a terror group that, when left unchecked, they are coming and they are building. And ISIS, the problem with ISIS is they are the most financially backed, and they are so rogue and dangerous that even Al-Qaeda said that they didn't want to have a bad reputation based on what ISIS is doing. I mean,
okay, but who started it? Who started it? Are they coming here because we're Christian and Jews, or are they coming here because of the fact that we got involved in things that weren't the United States' business?
Well, first of all, this war has been going on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
I totally agree with you.
Which war are we referring to?
We've got the war against it's not a religion that they are, but their goal is to take over the world. And
I don't, some Muslims want to set up a caliphate that expands the globe. There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
But Christians, there's some Christians that want to see everybody converted too.
Well, it gets worse than that, because you have the Dome of the Rock. Okay, and you have a lot of Christians and Jews as well, honestly, that want to build a third temple, like is prophesied in the book of Ezekiel. And this temple has to get built.
That's not what this war is about.
Right. No, well, I think it's part of the attitude, though, because we have to build, Christians and Jews have to build this third temple. And so, essentially, there is, Muslims walk around with this constant threat that one of their holy sites, that being the Dome of the Rock, is going to have to get taken out. Okay, and actually in the 90s, a Christian gentleman tried. No, I couldn't call him a gentleman. He actually went for a suicide run on the Dome of the Rock so that he could bring Christ here faster. You have an entire religion of people that are literally threatened. It's so funny because so many people say that, the Muslims are threatening us. Oh, the Holy Bible itself threatens Muslims' very existence by the fact that the Third Temple has to get built on top of their holy site.
They're beheading babies and
okay, but
women,
that doesn't answer my critique.
I haven't seen one picture of that that's accurate at this point. The beheading baby thing may be just bullcrap.
Right. So your idea that it's a war that's been going on for thousands of years, I agree that it is a powder keg that's been building for thousands of years. What does that have anything to do with the United States? It has nothing to do with the United States.
We have been the great protector. We have been in, all the wars.
I didn't sign up for that.
Protecting who from what? Protecting the sheiks and Arab kings from their own people, and that's why the United States is the target. Look, if there's somebody who's protecting this, your king, and you want to set up a different government, then you have to take out the person who's doing the protecting. The United States has been upholding dictators in Yemen, kings in Saudi Arabia, and many of these other leaders, look, I understand we may want stability in the area, but it's not our business. This is a country that fought and killed redcoats over a king ruling this nation. Do you think that's fair?
What I'm saying is where we're at today, right? There's nothing we can do about the past. We have.
I'm not in Iraq. I want to get out of Iraq, and I don't appreciate people spending my tax money on Iraq.
Here.
Well, the other way you can look at it is, you know, had we never gone to war and had we built our strong borders and just been concerned about.
I don't want borders. I want to welcome people to this country. Immigrants make this place great.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. You know,
we are doing a radio show. We didn't invade Iraq, right?
I want to talk about that in just one second. I think it's really important because this is the there seem to be sort of like two positions out there. I would posit there's a third. But first, I want to tell you about a guy who's in jail for allegedly running a message board. Actually, he's not in jail. He's out on bond right now. $1 million bond.
Really?
Yeah. You can go see the story at Drew's. Defense.org. There's no apostrophe in internet website addresses, so just drewsdefense.org. And go check out the story. This is the guy who ran the message forum for the Silk Road, and I think it's fascinating. Allegedly ran the message board for Silk Road. But the last caller, we talked to Isabella, and I can understand why people feel like we have to do something, you know, that's going on in the Middle East or whatever. But if this country left what was going, because this country has been involved in the Middle East since the overthrow, the installing of the Shah in Iran. This is the 1930s or 1940s?
40s. 50s, actually.
50s. You know, this is the idea that somehow, you know, on 9/11, the United States just out of the blue got bombed by 11 people who are just hate America because of Coca-Cola, Britney Spears, and our freedoms is absolutely nonsense. It's nonsense. The fact is, these people want to have autonomy. They want their own government. Do they want a government that I want to see? Probably not. But this isn't a government I want to see either.
Sure.
So I think that the best solution is get every single U.S. service person that is on foreign soil back on the United States, get rid of the ones we don't need, put them back on the society where they're working, stop these wars that create amputees in mind and body. And, you know, let's try some peace for a while.
Absolutely, because it's mind-boggling that the USSR could never handle the Middle East. The Romans could never handle the Middle East. The British certainly couldn't handle, you know, the largest empire in history could not handle the Middle East. Who does the United States think it is? And supposedly the U.S. is the nice guys, and what? That's the way that it's going to get solved? No. It's better to just, like you said, leave it alone.
There's going to be problems. No doubt about it. There's going to be problems over there. They have to come to their equilibrium.
Let them figure it out. They've been ruled by so many empires over so many centuries. Let them figure it out on their own for once. Let them have their own way.
Stop supporting dictators and kings. It's ridiculous. Controlling the borders. You don't have to if you don't have to worry about terrorists sneaking across the border. What do you have to control the borders for? Oh my God! Some people might come here and work hard to create a better life for themselves. We don't have a immigration problem in this country. We've got a welfare problem. If you put a bowl of cat food out, don't get upset that cats come to cats are at your door every morning. You're insane. If you've got a problem with people coming here to suck off the welfare teat, then get upset at the teeth, not the people that do it.
Yeah, and don't talk about diseases either. I mean, people get all kinds of paranoid about, the immigrants are bringing in extreme drug-resistant tuberculosis. Remember that a couple years ago? It was really big. People kind of died down talking about that.
Because it was bullcrap.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there's plenty of disease in the U.S. Are we going to go around screening everybody?
Look up CMV. See how good you feel about yourself.
But, I mean, are we going to go around swabbing everyone's throats and testing them for different diseases within the U.S.?
Only
how far does this go? Yeah. Are we going to quarantine people if they have a fever like they do in some airports in Japan?
Let's go to Tommy in Glasgow. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live. Oop, let's try this again. I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, try hitting that pause.
Okay, well, let's try Nathan. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, it's funny, Brian was mentioning the British. I was trying to find a link to that. There was an incident where some militants kidnapped a provincial governor in Egypt, I think it was, and demanded the queen convert to Islam. So it has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, no doubt.
And she didn't?
Well, no, apparently she didn't. That would be my guess.
You know, it's an incredible irony because people talk about, you know, Islam not providing freedom, et cetera, et cetera. And while certainly I would definitely be of the case that, you know, religions don't really bring freedom, but a lot of the people that say that are Protestants. And yet Protestantism would not exist if it weren't for Martin Luther. And Martin Luther would have never succeeded in what he was doing if the Catholic Church wasn't so busy fighting Muslims. It's hilarious because Protestantism really only exists, I think, historically, at least as we understand it, because of Islam thwarting the Catholic Church.
Well, that's historically how it worked, but I think this is kind of one of those situations where just because one guy was involved, just because Martin Luther might not have gotten his message across at that time, this was a thing that was coming, and the changes in the church were coming.
Sure, but what allowed it to happen so fast and grow was certainly the fact that the Catholic Church had bigger fish to fry.
Nathan?
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't actually heard that before. I'll have to think about that. So I was curious about, I wanted to agree with Stephanie on this whole Ferguson thing. It really seems like it's gone its course. It's like it's, I guess I just don't feel that interested in it. And I wanted to tell you why that's the case.
Yeah, I'm curious.
So these things have happened before. I mean, Rodney King and, you know, incidents like that. And like Mark was saying at the beginning of the segment, I feel that it's just, we're always given two sides to it, you know, and then they argue about these two sides on TV. Well, the government should do this. Well, no, the government should do that. And I just don't really see like any liberty kind of viewpoint being represented there. Like, you know, when I saw some of these images, I thought, well, instead of smashing windows, why don't they just engage in tax resistance? Or, you know,
what taxes are they paying?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, they can peacefully not cooperate is what I was trying to get at, as opposed to just sort of, well, we accept this government, but we're going to protest and smash things, but we still have to have government to build the roads. But we're going to get angry and smash things. And it just seems like, it seems to me like the choices people are making are not going to result in any kind of resolution.
I would agree with you. I think that the liberty-oriented solution to racial problems is probably a long path, and there's no quick fix. That you essentially have to stop, treating people badly and coddling them and treat them like adults. And then if everybody, you know, the more people that treat other people like adults, the more people that will continue to treat other like adults. And then we'll finally have a world of people that are just treating each other like humans instead of like some racial group. But I don't, it's an idea that is really foreign to many. Nathan,
well, certainly, because, like you said, there's not a lot of African Americans in the Free State Project, and I think Derek Jay was just opining, well, why aren't they interested in moving to New Hampshire on his show? So I don't really know the answer to that, but I can't help but think that if these ideas about for example, accountability, if those were more prominent, it seems like that would give a better solution than some kind of, you know, national initiative or whatever.
Thanks for the call, Nathan.
I'm with him about just reach out to your friends. You know, try to practice these things in your own life, model the behavior for others, and it'll come along eventually.
What I've heard from black callers about the Free State Project is oftentimes they just don't feel welcome. They're scared.
I don't blame them. It's a bunch of white people, honestly.
855 453 Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's a subscription program. And when you sign up, you can cancel the subscription program at any time. So you can get a free pound, decide, you know, hey, that was a great free pound. See you later. And never get anything else. No problem. But if you decide to stay, for every 10 people that sign up there at coffee.freetalklive.com and continue to get their coffee there, we're able to give another microloan to another family around the world and help them have more personal freedom in their life. You have to be able to, you have to be making money. You have to have sort of your own business or whatever. That gives you a great deal more freedom. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's delicious coffee. You'll love it. Let's go to, this time, I'm going to try Tommy in Glasgow again. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, Mark.
Hey, you sound great.
Yeah, you'd put me on hold. I think it was your fault, but I'll not hold that against you.
I think so.
Yeah, but listen, it was just some of the comments that Brian was saying. I've been listening in most of the night. One of them was on the fact about Ireland, but very quickly, if I could talk about that caller who was on talking about Iraq and American foreign policy.
Sure.
Before I go into the stuff about Ireland, I correct something there that Brian said. But really, you know, if you analyse, well, Britain called it the Arab facade. In 1914, 1918, the First World War was also fought in the Middle East.
Oh, sure. That's the Lawrence of Arabia stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and after the result was France and Britain, it was a Sykes-Picot agreement, and they took control. They basically drew lines in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Britain was losing parts of the empire, like in Ireland and India, where they were rebelling against it, and they found this new way of, they call it now neocolonialism, but they called it at the time an Arab facade, where they found puppet leaders subservient to their interest, Britain and France's interest. So you'll find the remnants of that 100 years later almost, with the Saud family and all these regimes that were there. So way, way, way before the Shah of Iran, who coincidentally was America and Britain's best friend in the region, and for a time he was one of the most despotic people there in that region. And then what happened, you found that the people of Iran, having seen that the oil was being dripped out of the country, because the whole reason of putting these puppet leaders in place was to get the whatever the interest was, and obviously they realised, you know, you tap a stick in the desert in Saudi Arabia and you'll get oil, it's that oil rich. So they had to divide it into small subparts, find corrupt leaders, and work out how to, you know, get it out. And all the time when, well, it was for a long time up until the Suez Crisis, where at the time Nasser, who was in the bed of Britain, but then Miles Copeland, he was a CIA double agent, and it worked out that in a book that he wrote, it said that the ambassador had to try and placate, the British ambassador, American ambassador in Britain, had to placate Anthony Eden to keep him in check. Because what Britain hasn't been aware of, that Nasser was now in bed with the Americans. And then what happened, Eden wanted to kill Nasser, but then to shut Britain up, and this is what America did to the lovely friend of Britain, it sold the dollar reserve off of 20% of Britain. Anthony Eden, they became Sir Anthony Eden, but he was dethroned of his power. And then the new power in the bloc, because after the Suez Crisis, America controlled about 60% of the Arabian oil, and Britain controlled about 40%. Prior to that, it was about Britain had 70%, and the declassified information from the United States military junta after the Second World War says it was the greatest material prize in world history. And although they couldn't put those troops in and station it, they couldn't allow any other country to control it. So then the hegemony, the what Britain called the Arab facade, the puppet leaders, they in totality became in control of America. So, and if anyone there became uppity, then they would call it, you know, a coup d'etat. So they could have Mossadegh in Iran, they killed him to install the Shah of Iran, and then the people of Iran said, well, no, we don't want this, we want our country back. And then you had Ayatollah Khomeini, and then you found that they backed Saddam Hussein to fight a war against Ayatollah Khomeini, and then you find that they gave Ayatollah Khomeini, who was supposed to be the enemy of America, they gave him weapons through the back door when the Iran-Contra affair.
Yeah.
They fought the war.
It's amazing. It's amazing the amount of intrigue that's gone on in the Middle East and how much the United States has been involved. And still people think that somehow the United States is going to solve the problem there in the Middle East. You're not going to solve the problem. You're the enemy.
Yeah, the only way they can solve it or can be solved is to take themselves completely out of the situation, because as I was finishing there, they took the drugs from Nicaragua, they killed 500,000 people in Nicaragua, so the CIA, their own war, took the drugs, sold it in their own ghettos to the blacks, killed the blacks in the communities because they were fighting a war against, you know, the black empowerment struggle from the 60s, 70s, they were wanting real rights, but then they tried to kill the black power organisation with drugs, took those drugs and then sold those drugs and turned them into weapons to give to Iran, who were supposed to be our enemy. So the only solution is to take all the stuff that's happening there and just pull back. But sadly, because of that black gold being there, because of that oil,
yeah,
then they have to get hold of it.
And those damn Arabs built their countries on top of our oil.
Yes, and just jump onto the one about Ireland. How it was quite wrong of Brian to suggest it was completely a religious.
Well, you people, you Irish, you went and built a country on top of all our beer.
Yeah, see, there's two different. See that thing. See the report that you were given. It was a lot of rubbish because there's two parts of Ireland. There's north of Ireland and there's the part that's called just Ireland, and right, that would have been part of the report. Now the north of Ireland is where all the trouble has been, but it goes way back for hundreds of years, and it wasn't just a religious one. It was go back to Oliver Cromwell, and it's British landowners going in there and you're stopping the people, similar to what's happened with the Zionists going in Israel and taking the people, they take the Palestinians out of the land and pushing them into a corner. Now, they did that to Ireland, and they caused what was called the potato famine, but it was really the Great Hunger, because the blight of the potato, it was happening in other places in Europe. But what Britain done, it was administering the rule of Ireland, and it took out livestock and food and grains and wheat, took it out of Ireland when a million people were dying over 150 years ago. And that was called, they called it the Great Hunger. And that was engineered and controlled by Britain. And so, yes, it did happen for a war there that happened back in the 70s, 60s, 70s and 80s. It became almost a religious war, because it was then enshrined that the community that was most targeted was the Catholic community. Now, my grandfather came from Ireland. I'm speaking with a Scottish accent because my mum came here in 1953. But just before the troubles flared, my granddad left there because he could see the division that was there. There was the B squads that were openly targeting Catholics. But you go back 200 years, you had Wolfe Tone, who was a Protestant. You go back to James Connolly, who was a leader in the 1916, and he was a Protestant, and he was all about the movement for social justice for all, because as what Brian correctly said, it's us and them ID is fostered between the elites, and there is only one us and them left, and that's the less than 1% who control the majority of the resources of the planet. And less than 99% wake up and forget all these phony divisions that are given to us. There is no division. The only division is left is the people who rule us. And until we take back what they have stolen, that's our rights to live as proper human beings and to have our access to water, oil, and everything is there and not be stolen to, that's the only division that's left. And the people from Ireland, they know that. The people from Palestine know it, and the people from the Middle East know it, and it's up to the people of Great Britain and America who live under these military juntas that are ruling the place and dominating the world. The biggest terrorist states are America, Britain and Israel, because they are legalised by the United Nations to use their power, their weapons against any country.
One of the things that's really important to point out here, though, is that the, you know, people in the United States and Great Britain, we may be getting the crumbs of the 1%, and actually I would say it's the 0.01%, but we might be getting their crumbs, but we're getting much bigger crumbs than the people in the Middle East. You know, our crumbs aren't loaded with TNT and they blow up when we bite them. That's what happens, you know, many times with those in the Middle East. They're just being bombed, double tapped, and terrible things are happening to them. Tommy, thank you so much for your call. And call in soon and tell us what's going on with Scotland and the vote for secession. I'm very interested in that. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your call's next. This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works. It's hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We might be able to squeeze you in here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
If you like what we do on Free Talk Live, please support us through the AMP program. The AMP program is our little Mouseketeer club, and we'd love to have you. For $5 a month, you get the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP forum on Facebook, the AMP forum on the BABS.
Do you get a net funicello?
You do not.
Oh, man.
But there are perks for the AMP program, and really what you're doing is you're helping us
perky.
Spread the ideas of liberty far and wide, because none of the money on the AMP program goes to paychecks. It's for advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. So if you think that Free Talk Live is, like I do, one of the greatest methods for spreading the ideas of liberty, then please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Doug, calling in from Alaska. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Doug? Doug, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, Doug.
Yeah, Arkansas.
Yes, what about Arkansas? Arkansas, you're not in Alaska, you're in Arkansas. What's on your mind?
Missouri. You know, you talk about everybody targeting, you know, the young black man. Well,
yep.
You know, the young black man is the majority of the people that aren't working and are out here on the streets running wild.
Yeah, I think it's hard to, the recession hit blacks harder than it hit whites. Yep.
Yeah. And they're, you know, the majority, they are the majority committing the crimes.
I don't know if they are the majority committing the crimes. They're certainly majority getting arrested.
Well, the ones getting arrested are the ones committing the crimes, correct?
I don't know if the answer to that. There's certainly unsolved crimes, and if a man with a hammer finds nails, right?
Yes, and a police officer finds the man committing the crime.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think that the, you know, if you're looking in the black neighborhoods for criminals, you're going to find criminals in the black neighborhood. I would agree with you that I think that it's a perpetuation, right? Like, if we're going to be treated like criminals, let's act like criminals. So then they act like criminals, and then they get treated like criminals, and they act like criminals, and they get treated like criminals. So I think that there's this this spiral. But why do you think that young black men commit crimes on a higher scale than most?
Because they're not working.
Why do you think they're not working?
They're not looking for jobs. They're looking for a free handout.
That's a pretty gross generalization.
I don't think that there's not too many males can get a handout.
The majority that I know, that's all they do is get a handout.
What kind of handout are they? They're not getting mothers and infants, and they're not getting child care assistance. What are they getting?
They're getting food stamps. They're getting free phones.
Are you sure?
You know black males
that are getting government assistance.
Yes.
Okay.
I've lived in Central Arkansas all my life.
Okay.
That's the way it is around here.
It was my understanding it's very difficult to get assistance, period, unless you're getting disability, unless you are female. And then it's much easier.
But all of them are getting food stamps.
I doubt it's all. The percentage of blacks that get food stamps is higher than the percentage of whites, but the number of white people that gets food stamps is higher than the number of blacks. Are you aware of that?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, now you know. White people get more food stamps than black people.
Can I change the subject about something?
Sure.
This open border, I've owned a business for 27 years and had to close the doors because of the Hispanics.
You had to close your business's doors because of Hispanics?
Yeah, because all of my competitors in the construction industry, that's all they use is Hispanics. They're not paying them workman's comp on them. They're not paying Social Security. They're not paying unemployment. They're paying them all cash money. And I cannot bid against that.
Well, you know, why didn't you hire some?
Because I'm not going to hire illegals.
Well, when does a human being become? How are they illegal? They just because they exist and they grew up on a different plot of land?
No, because they're here illegally. There will be one Hispanic that is legal, and he will have 20 or 30 underneath him, and the man that owns the business.
But for your competitors, it sounds like a lot of them, they found people that were really wanting to work very hard.
Is it right for them to get away with not paying?
But you just said black people need to get jobs. Why can't Hispanic people get jobs?
They're
just trying to find a decent job. That's what you said the problem was with the young black men. What's with the Hispanic people?
If they're here legally, yes, that's fine. But what I'm talking about is these business owners that are hiring them, paying them cash money, not paying workers' comp, not paying Social Security, not paying unemployment on them, paying cash money.
I get that that's an unfair practice, right? Like that the board isn't fair. But you do understand that the laws, that there are such things as bad laws, right? Okay, so I that's why I take real umbrage with the term illegal, because what it does is it speaks to the power and the justice and the truth of the law. Well, the law stinks. Free people should be able to cross the borders of a free country, or you don't have either. You have neither free people nor a free country if free people can't cross the border. Free people should be able to work and build a better life for themselves. I would agree with you. Go ahead.
Then you go back to the young black man that can't get a job, then that's because we've got an open border. We don't even have enough jobs for the men and folks that we have here at home. So why?
I thought you said they weren't looking for jobs.
Yeah, I thought you said they weren't looking.
And if they're the mass, if they're the large population, like you were saying, then why is it a problem? I mean, the market needs to, you know, nature abhors a vacuum. If you need a worker and you're saying the young black people won't work, then why wouldn't you hire a Hispanic person?
Despite the fact that this is all wild generalizations.
If he was here legally and he spoke English, I would hire him.
Well, I guess I'm sorry that the marketplace isn't working out for you, that that you can't get one ethnic group to work, and then the other ethnic group that wants to work, you don't want. I don't know what to tell you, Doug. I do appreciate the call, though. Let's,
What? Actually, there's an interesting...
Cringing that whole
time. Yeah. There's this really interesting story about, people, how they say, well, young people, like he was just making the claim that a person that gets arrested, that's the person that committed the crime.
That's essentially the claim.
Yeah, that was essentially the claim. And there was a great story, was it like 2007, where a teenager actually got, he was a murder suspect, and he had an MP3 player, and he recorded the interrogation. The police officer... Okay, they went to trial, the whole thing. The police officer outright lied under oath, to the judge, to the jury, the whole thing, and he lied like three times. Okay, and the only reason that got sent to light was that, the young man recorded with an MP3 player how the interrogation actually went, or how the investigation actually went down. The idea that the police are somehow, that they're always right, is ridiculous, and we have plenty of cases. I just brought up one.
Let me go through this. We were talking about the list of social free nations. I want to just ram through this list here.
Sure.
So number seven, tied with Ireland, is Iceland. Number eight, Denmark. By the way, you're going to find out the United States is not on the list of most free nations socially. Number nine, Estonia. I think Estonia it's a real success story. There, one of the former Soviet bloc countries. Then Portugal, amazing story with Portugal as far as their freedoms, but economically they're in shambles.
Well, especially since they lost Hong Kong.
And number...
Or Macau. They had Macau, not Hong Kong, sorry.
Yeah, that's right. And then number 11 is Australia. So I was hoping to see Canada on this list, but it just didn't show up.
Wow, so surveillance state is not part of the personal freedom thing, because Australia is the, arguably next to maybe Britain, like the most surveilled country on the planet.
Yeah, London has like a million closed circuit cameras on the streets of London. Yeah, amazing stuff. Anyway, thanks for listening. Free Talk Live. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And drive safely out there, freetalklive.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.